Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Knowing Christ Ministries half hour, or as we like to think of it, the 30 minutes during which we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, the one true Son of God Almighty. Our upcoming broadcast schedule is still uncertain, but I'll announce it as soon as it's been established. But for today, I just want to focus on what I've been publishing for the ministry and what I speak on regularly, and that's the nature of relying on Christ in the midst of chronic illness. But before I get into that, I just want to remind you to listen to our previous broadcasts available as free podcast downloads from iTunes. Last week's episode provided a brief introduction to our lecture series and book titled God, Marriage, and Illness. So briefly recapping last week's highlights. And I urge you to listen to the entire broadcast, either from a download on our Knowing Christ Ministries Facebook page, from our Knowing Christ Ministries page on Blog Talk Radio, or from our vast library of iTunes podcasts. And we mentioned that the divorce rate for physically healthy couples ranged from between 40 and 50%. However, a statistic given by Aaron Prater, published by Focus on the Family in 2008, evidenced the generalized divorce rate is in excess of 75% for those marriages where chronic illness is diagnosed in one or both parties of the couple. Now, that says a lot about the lack of conviction people have for each other in marriage. And I believe, although it was provided by Focus on the Family, which is a Christian organization, that the statistic was a general one, not strictly focusing on the rate of Christian marriages. Prater did not state where the study figure came from. Now, we also talked about how many people are also not prepared when they married for the potential to become a caretaker for their spouse, as when they marry, they do so with stars in their eyes, not fully comprehending what transpires when chronic illness becomes part of the marital relationship. Now, the major tenet of the introductory broadcast was that all too often people feel threatened by the impact of their illness, and as a result of how they're feeling physically and emotionally, the focus of their lives suddenly becomes themselves. They take their eyes off of God and place it on themselves, taking their eyes from having been turned upward and outward, and it turns downward and inward. I also relate how that was actually the situation for my husband and myself until we matured in our walk, reclaiming our purpose and glorifying Him always and in all ways, and examined our priorities and perspectives. While in our general life and marriage, we believed it was important to always keep God as the most important factor in our lives, somehow when it came to chronic illness, we lost that perspective and our focus changed to that being inward. We learned that as Christians that believed wholeheartedly in Him as our deliverer, that the key is to prioritize our lives whereby God comes first and foremost, then our marriage, and only then the illness. Again, we discussed how too many people have it just the reverse, and that is where the problem is. God is last, and then the illness even comes before their marriage. It's a God illness and marriage. I'm sorry, it's an illness, marriage, and God perspective. It's generally me, 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 me. Well, what happens? How does that work out for people? Well, statistics says even for non-Christians, the generalized statistic is 75% of relationships, marital relationships, are going to end in divorce. So obviously, that perspective doesn't work too well. And I know that it didn't for us until we changed our outlook. And it's not working out too well for the hundreds of people, though, that I counsel and come in contact with daily until they learn to change their perspective. Now, it was interesting. After our broadcast, I received a wonderful message questioning a few points, and I briefly want to discuss these, as many of you may have, you know, thought the same thing. Now, one of those questions surrounded that 75% statistic and whether it was from a secular or Christian study, and I believe that I already clarified that with the broader reference to where I found it from Focus on the Family. The writer of the message believed, and I quote him here, "This is a good discussion and one I am curious on as to why some people make it and others don't. Why does tragedy unite some marriages and pull apart others? It's easy to say grace of God, but it's more complicated than that, isn't it? And that's my point and question. It's far more than can be touched on in a 15-minute podcast, so I'm not trying to be a pain, just simply discussing. And, of course, my book and our lecture series goes much, much deeper into these issues, and I agree that a short broadcast and certainly an introductory broadcast cannot go deep enough into these issues. And as an example of the differences that a godly focus can achieve, though, when it's the God, marriage, illness perspective in that triad, the actual book and our lecture series uses three couples as guides to demonstrate the differences that focus can make on a marriage and how it actually compounds and can destroy a marriage when that focus is not there. Thus, I keep stressing the importance of actually getting the workbook. So anyway, today, let's continue our discussion and talk about a more complex issue, helping you understand where your focus is and what you believe the difference a godly focus can make on your marriage when illness is a major factor. As I said, of course, the book and lecture series go into much greater detail on these areas. These broadcasts are very short, and we can't get into as much detail. So let me ask you, first and foremost, where do you think your focus is? Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 tells us not to set our minds on the earthly, but on God, quote unquote. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. However, when you're dealing with illness, it's quite easy to maintain a me focus. And it's interesting to look at what God's word has to say about that. For illness is really a problem of the flesh, just the same as any other affliction. And I know many people are going to disagree with me on this point. They're going to, just listening, stomp their feet, say, you don't understand. And logically, illness is something that affects my body at the physical level. And like many afflictions of the flesh, whether physical or emotional in nature, it's easy to become obsessed with the affliction, and in this case, the ramifications to self and the marriage as a result. For although it is an affliction of the flesh, I am most assuredly not denying there are significant emotional implications for all involved. I know that firsthand. I truly do, people. But what does Romans chapter 8, verse 5 tell us? Simple, quote unquote, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. I'm not suggesting this is an easy road to hoe. Believe me, I know it's not. When people are physically challenged and in a compromised or weakened position, most individuals are also more likely to be spiritually weak as well. It just happens. Well, think of Peter when Jesus called him out onto the water with him. Peter was fine as long as he had his eyes fixed on the Lord. As soon as Peter let the storm around him become his focus, he began to sink. Only when he regained his focus on the Lord was Peter saved. It's a perfect allegory for life, and certainly for the health and well-being of your marriage, whether illness is a factor or not. So what do? You may pray to God. You may implore Jesus to heal you. People around you may even declare, by his stripes you are healed. But where are your eyes? And let me ask you an even harder question. How strong is your faith? Do you believe your faith is strong enough to believe your prayers will be answered simply as a matter of your faith? Or do you need tangible proof? Do you have the faith to believe that your prayers have been heard and answered before you even pray? Where is your focus? On man and doubt, like Thomas? On yourself or your spouse and the illnesses illness and the limitations you're facing? Or on God who knows all and has a purpose for all things? Now, I keep reiterating, I'm not talking off the top of my head here. I fully understand what it's like when there's a crisis with the illness and a flare or attack hits and life changes. Limitations reappear or new limitations present. You and your spouse or fiancé have to deal with it. Perhaps the illness becomes a more frequent topic of conversation than it had just the day before. This doesn't need to impact where your overall focus is. Even if the frequency of your discussions are all about the illness and how to cope with the challenges, or topics about doctors dominate your discussion, your focus can still be on God and God's will within the marriage or relationship, as opposed to a focus on the illness. Particularly in a marriage, you should be able to work together to help each other maintain your godly focus. After all, Romans chapter 1, verse 12 states, "That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me." So while the workbook and our lecture series go into detail with questions and answers for you and your spouse or fiancé to respond to independently, and then, of course, get together and discuss your answers, let me just ask you a series of questions, and I'm just going to rattle them off here, to help you examine where your focus is and perhaps that the focus of where your fiancé or spouse is, whether it's on illness or upon God. When you first wake in the morning, do you think about the day ahead and how you're feeling physically or emotionally when you first wake up? Or do you thank God for your spouse and fiancé, thinking of ways to honor you, to help honor that person by your actions despite any challenges in the day? Are they the same as your spouse or your fiancé? Or do you think they differ based upon who the ill partner is? Should they differ? Why or why not? How might the relationship be different if the focus was primarily on God in your marriage or your relationship? Would it make a difference? Is your focus in your own personal life on God or on your illness and the illness of your spouse or fiancé? Do you feel that God's doing all he can on your behalf in your marriage or your relationship? Why or why not? And how would you know? How do you think your focus impacts your answers to this question? Do you sometimes feel your focus vacillates between illness and your focus on God? And if your focus vacillates, how does this impact your marriage? Is there a change? How do you think your focus impacts your answers to that question? And in your opinion, what is the general state of your relationship, and where do you believe your focus is? On God? On illness? On marriage? Or is it on yourself? Even though we're just talking about the God, marriage, illness triad. Finally, if your perspective does not follow the God, marriage, and illness paradigm, do you believe a change to focusing on God as the primary component of your relationship would make a difference in your relationship? Why or why not? So, based upon your answers to these questions, and having perhaps if you've got the book read and worked your way through part one, which I strongly suggest you do, as I guarantee it will make a positive difference, it should be clear your focus is going to dictate the health of your marriage. And if you haven't gone through that, you don't have the workbook, I'm telling you, your focus is going to dictate the health of your marriage. Although these questions are by no means exhaustive, what is clear is that maintaining a healthy focus in God, on God, in the God, marriage, and illness paradigm is not easy to do in the face of illness. Even the strongest marriages or relationships occasionally falter, and that's why I had my questions on, does your focus vacillate? And then what happens? Now, it may be that you and your spouse or fiancé had a strong godly marriage, godly focused marriage before illness. And as you can see, I can tell you all sorts of things, and in fact, our next broadcast is going to discuss the how-tos of returning your focus on God first and foremost, then your marriage, and then on chronic illness, if sometimes even the strongest marriages or relationships like you might have had occasionally falter and you do vacillate. But let's ask a few more questions. If you had a godly focus for your marriage or a relationship before an illness was diagnosed and subsequently lost your godly focus, when did that happen? If your focus changed, did it happen gradually or suddenly? Did the same thing happen with your spouse or fiancé? When were you aware? Sorry about that. My Barkalot 3000 alarm just went off. When were you aware that your spouse or fiancé's focus changed? If your focus changed, how did that translate into the health of your marriage or relationship? If your focus changed, did you and your spouse or fiancé ever discuss the paradigm shift in your relationship? If your focus changed and you did discuss this with your spouse or fiancé, how did you become aware of the change, and did you seek to restore it? If your partner's focus changed and you did discuss this with them, how did they become aware of the change, and did they seek to restore God to the primary focus in the God, marriage, and illness triad? Now, as we discussed, when you're physically weak, it becomes a natural consequence that your spiritual focus also becomes compromised. Suddenly, we hang on to and believe every word our doctor speaks, not God. We seek wisdom and counsel from our doctor, not God. So what does this achieve? It continues to maintain a flesh-based focus, a me focus, an illness, marriage, and God focus. And while this compromises your relationship and the relationship of your marriage with God, it also places a natural strain on the actual marriage itself, the marital unit. You're putting illness ahead of your marriage. So let me end with a few more questions today. And again, all of these questions are designed to make you think and explore your relationship with Christ and with your spouse in order to identify what may have happened to change your focus, if in fact it has changed. And again, I stress we delve much deeper into these questions in the full workbook and certainly the lecture series. Lecture series is either a full day or over a weekend, depending on how we're booked. So again, let me ask, do you truly value your marriage as an entity created by God for you? Do you truly value your spouse or fiancé as the one individual on this earth that God created for you? Do you believe you can forego your relationship with God and still maintain a healthy strength and integrity for your marriage without God's help? And finally, have you ever thanked God for your illness or that of your spouse or fiancé, as it provides the perfect opportunity to slow down from a normally hectic lifestyle, to just sit and be still, to use that as a time to commune with Him? So for those of you who want a more comprehensive approach and on how together you and your fiancé or spouse can approach the God, marriage, and illness triad, I strongly suggest you order our book for a much more comprehensive discussion, including chapters that will foster methods to restore your relationship with God and your spouse despite the presence of chronic illness in your life. And that's some of what we're going to get into next week are those how-tos. But remember, as alone as you may feel at any given time due to the presence of illness in your relationship, you are not alone. And again, like I mentioned last week, I'm not talking about having someone else from an online forum to share your misery with who can relate. I'm talking about God. No matter what the situation, He has never left your side. Much like a loving father, He has never abandoned you, no matter how abandoned you may have felt. And I'd venture a guess that the abandonment was felt when you took your eyes off of Him and turned them inward because you were hurting. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for our sins. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for welcoming your focus on you, our focus on you, during times of trial to be the safe refuge for us. And Lord, 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 we thank you for being the great physician, for being the one to heal us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Father, we know you created the institution of marriage so that we might have a mate and life partner, so that we need not go through life alone. You know our hearts. You know our sorrows. You know the pain in our heart when illness strikes, and we feel alone despite being in a committed relationship. Father, we ask that you help restore our relationships to be as they once were when we did have stars in our eyes. We ask for your help and guidance when we naturally turn our eyes downward and inward upon ourselves rather than remaining on you. Help us to restore them back to upward and outward on you. And it's in your ever-blessed name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to us today. This is a particularly important topic in our world, as chronic illness just seems to be a scourge of our society. If you'd like more information on our speaking engagements, to have us visit your church or an organization, please email us at info@knowingchrist.com. Our books are available on Amazon throughout the world, or off of our Knowing Christ Ministries Facebook page. I urge you to follow us both on our new platform where we're recording our broadcasts on Spreaker, or listen to us on a pre-recorded upload on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you can always listen to our broadcast as free podcast downloads off of iTunes. And I'm particularly excited about the development of our app. We're just working out the final details on that right now. I'm going to be releasing the Knowing Christ Ministries app for the iOS market in the next few weeks, to be followed by the same for Android the following month. The app will allow you to listen to our live broadcasts and also listen to our broadcast library directly from within the app without needing to interface with iTunes. And that's the part I'm trying to work through, is that full library from dating back to 2010. But it will also allow you to interact with us live while we're broadcasting on the air through a chat facility. And I'm really, really excited about that. So for updates and invitations to our new shows, please visit our Facebook page, again, Knowing Christ Ministries, and like us to stay in the know. Both our publications, including the books we're talking about on these broadcasts, Marriage, God, Marriage and Illness, and our new book, The God Prescription, can be directly ordered, and donations to our ministry can also be made off of our Facebook page as well. I invite you to join us next week for our final broadcast on God, Marriage and Illness. Maybe our final broadcast, but with me, you never know, to be honest with you, where we're going to discuss how to reestablish a focus on God in your marriage, then honor the marriage as the second priority, and only then focus on the illness. And until then, please remember, it's not what you know, it's who you know. This is Dr. Danielle West for Knowing Christ Ministries saying, may Christ continue to bless you richly. Have a blessed week.